Episode 13, Alan. Episode 13.
Ooh, making it past double digits now.
I know, we in 13. It's like Friday the 13th for us, actually.
It's close.
Episode 13, man. We calling this, Alan. We are calling this Beers and...
This is Beers and Pies.
Beers and Pies, baby, because that's what it's all about. It's November. We heading into the dark season of beers. You know, those nice little stouts, those porters.
Well, we also can't forget it's turkey season, too. So we got... Ooh.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, every version, every which way to do turkey, from flavoring to seasonings.
I know. I forgot about turkey. You know what?
with pie, too.
No, the problem is that I celebrate Thanksgiving twice because I do the Canadian one in October, and now I got the American one in November. So, you know, we doing turkey season now, right? So what's going on with you, Alan?
Not much. Just running around like a madman every Friday.
That's it, right?
Got to appease the people and get them what they want. Make sure everyone's happy.
Exactly. Hey, are there any beers? I was just asking you, are there any pecan beers coming out
that you know about? Out right now is perfect time of the year. It's Shiner's Holiday Cheer. It's a pecan porter.
Ooh. Okay. Did you bring any of that?
I did not because I didn't have enough room for a 12-pack.
Oh. What is it called again?
Shiner Cheer. It's toasted pecans.
Nice. I'm gonna pick that up.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Anything else like yummy that you saw? Because I know there's some things out there that I like.
I know there's some still coming, so I'm thinking. I know there's a couple of beers. I know there's a couple of breweries that are releasing a couple of s'mores beers coming up.
I can't wait. I'm looking forward to that. Of course, my favorite, the extra bake from Bent Paddle.
Oh yeah, that'll probably pop up December time.
Yeah, closer to the end of the month. Actually, you know what? I've been in touch with Doug from Bent Paddle, and we've been communicating, so I'm trying to get some.
Hell yeah.
Let me know, you know, whatever, keep me posted so I know to look for it. But I've been looking for it. But I usually find it, it's weird. I usually find it in Crookston. I don't find it here.
It's been here. If it's here, it's always been in and out really fast because it's a popular beer.
It's really, and well, they always put it in, they usually put it in.
It's in 4-packs.
Yeah, no. I always get it in that multi pack with other beers.
Yeah, it's in a four pack box kind of thing. Like, yeah. So there's variants like extra baked and then double baked.
Yeah, I gotta find that. It's good. I don't think you've never tried that before, Paul. But it's delicious.
I'm pretty sure I've tried Bent Paddle. I know the name. And those variety packs. I mean, it's so hard to buy them because you know, you want to taste a new beer, but at the same time, it's like you get a couple in there that you don't like, and it's like, oh, man, I just wasted a bunch of money.
Most part, they're always 50-50s. Like, you can't drink half of them. You can't drink because they're gimmicky and they sound appealing, but you take one sip, like, not what you thought.
Yeah, I'm usually buying those variety packs just for the extra bake. That's it. That's what I want.
Yeah.
And then that's pretty much it. It kind of sucks.
I think they got enough pushback where they had to put them in individuals, like 6-packs and then 4-packs with different variants of extra baked.
I was at Happy Harry's the other day too, and it was kind of frustrating because a lot of the beers that you guys have brought up on here, I finally found them, you know, but they're not in the freezer. They're just like on a wall. Like, if I'm going to buy, like, I want to get home and I want to drink it. Like, you know, I don't want to bring home a cold beer and wait till tomorrow.
And that's the crappy part. Like, there's just not enough cooler space now.
They got plenty of cooler space. They would get rid of half of that crap that's in there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many people are drinking Milwaukee?
Nobody.
That's the thing. Like, the amount of volume that those beer, they generate off those, it's stupid. Because the whole F&B section, right, when you open up those doors, those are the money makers right there. Like, all those flavored malt beverages
right.
drive the market right
so,
now.
Right. So if I were them, what I would do is, I mean, you could dedicate, like, you know, because you got the doors, like, you know, two on each side or whatever.
Right.
And right above it, you put sours. Right above that, you put IPAs. And then, you know, so each door, you know exactly what you're going to get. And that's all you got to do.
Well, and the one thing, so me working there, like me and a lot of the staff, that it sucks is we hate doing it, but it's they sell really well. And there's a high markup on them. Are the six packs of like Coors Light, Miller Lite, Bud Light, Budweiser, and all those.
Right.
There's such a high volume in those. Like we open the cases, we make them ourselves.
Oh, okay.
And they sell so well. They do. But it takes up so much space. Like we'd have like to have more craft beer in there to get them off the warm shelf and put them in there.
Yeah.
It just sucks because when that's a volume mover, it's completely insane.
I totally forgot about that because I worked at the right spot for a couple of years. And you'd break open the 30 pack and you'd sit there and you'd put them through the six pack ringers.
And you watch people just buy six. Like, why don't you just go buy a value pack? The money's way better on that side.
Yeah.
Oh, it helps you can justify this. I'm like, that's because you're an alcoholic. You don't know what, you can buy the value pack and just learn how to do a couple at a time.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what? Hey, for our listeners, if you heard that, Alan also works at Hugo's. If you didn't know that, he's not Jamaican because Jamaicans have lots of jobs. So he has two jobs, but he works at Hugo's also. So.
No, why?
Happy Harry's.
Oh, no, not Hugo's. Happy Harry's. My bad.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's better. I was going to say, who the hell would want to work at Hugo's? You know
what? Hey, to me, they're the same store. Just one's grocery, one's liquor. To me.
Well, they can't. They have to separate them, too.
Yeah.
The only shit.
Well, no, Happy Harry's isn't owned by a complete
cunt of a human.
You said it, not me.
Yeah. Whoa, who said the C word? Whoa.
I know I should not say that, but God, she nails that name to a T.
Really? I don't even know. I don't know this lady, so I never met her before.
A nice human.
And this is the lady who owns
all the Hugos.
Oh, yeah. I heard
she's not a nice person.
She's quite the lady. Maybe we'll get on the show and give her a hard time.
Well, you know, it's probably because her dad was such a great guy.
You know what? That happens all the time in families, you know? You know what? The dad comes up and he's a brilliant guy. He's awesome to the people. We get the community coming to his business, buying everything. And then all of a sudden, then he dies. And then the kid takes over and the kid's a complete douchebag.
Yeah.
That sucks. Well, yeah.
That and from I've heard a couple of things. I'm not sure how true this is, but I've seen like some of the staff at Hugo's don't even get a discount at their own liquor stores.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's fun. Yeah.
Which I think is.
That's what I figured.
Who said that? What
the hell? See, thanks, even Alexa is listening to this.
Alexa's even knows this.
What did she say? She said, that's what I think it is.
Hey. She's only helping us out.
She's only helping us out.
Yeah. We had a female's perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. We keep
Alexa.
Siri. Alexa. Was that Alexa or Siri?
Alexa. That was Alexa. You know. But here. So I mean, it's not just Hugo's. I mean, it's a lot of businesses. But at what point did OSHA just decide to like hide under a blanket when they're like an employer says you need to show your vaccination records and stuff? Because that's what Hugo's did. They told their employees like you need to get vaccinated or you're gonna get fired. And like that's my business. That's not your business I'm bagging groceries at a grocery store. What the hell do you need to know?
I'm trying to think if they did that at my job too because I work a state job.
Your state job. That's right. I think it's optional.
Yeah, but that's a state job. That's different.
Government jobs are mandated.
Yeah, I think they did that to us too.
Government and pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They fly under the same rate.
I mean, I just took the shot. I didn't even care. I was like, it's a shot, whatever. I mean, I used to get sick from the flu shot anyway. You know, every time I take that every year, that's like a mandatory shot too.
The thing that just blows my mind though, it's like you got some 16-year-old, 17-year-old kid that's just stocking shelves at a grocery store, and they're like, hey, you got to show us your vaccine or you're fired. And be like, okay, I can get another job that pays this anywhere on earth.
I will go to a gas station.
Yeah,
it's not like I got a degree in this shit.
And you know how kids are anyway these days. Kids, they quit like that day, and there's no show back up no more anyway. They don't give a shit.
This Gen Z is fearless.
They
about
don't give
that.
A shit. Yeah,
they don't take threats serious. They don't take them lightly. Like if they
if
you threaten them, they'll just leave.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, oh, you don't like me? I don't like you either. I ain't coming back to work no more. Fuck off.
Yeah,
no, they don't give a shit.
That's the insane part. I'm like, how can you just?
I don't know, man.
How can you get away with that? I would get in such hot water with that.
If I was in high school and a boss came to me and was like, I'm going to need to see you in the office, I'm going to be like, I'm going to go play Nintendo. So see you tomorrow or not.
You know, it's weird. At my job, yo, I'm always on time. Well, I'm not always on time. I'm always right on time because I sit outside and I don't give them any extra minute because I don't get paid for any extra minutes, right? But at my job, I got sick one weekend and I took off the weekend. And I had doctor's note and everything, right? You know, it kind of gave me, it felt like I was giving me a hard time. These little motherfuckers that work, you know, just for a couple of weeks, they don't show up and there'd be no call, no shows. And then, like, next week, they'd be back on the job again. I'm like, how the fuck did they keep their job? Yo, they just don't even show up. They don't give a shit, you know? I don't get it. These kids now, the ages from 18 to like 28, 29, they don't give a shit, yo. They don't care. They're like, oh, I ain't going back to that job. I didn't like so-and-so's face.
Yeah. Right?
I don't like the way she looked at me. You know what I mean? I'm like, they're like, I'm out of here. Yo. I don't care. He tried to tell me what to do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, hey, true story. I had to, a lot of times at my job, I train new people. I had to train this female, right? And she was super difficult to train because she just didn't want to listen. She thought she knew everything. She, you know, she came in with the energy of like, I'm going to be a law student and I'm going to law school and this and that. And I'm like, well, first of all, before you get to law student, I'm going to show you how to be safe, walk safely through units and not get killed. Okay. You know, but she didn't want to listen to me. I swear to listen, she didn't want to listen to me. But before she got to me, she was with another person. And then she was with another person on my job who's also gay. And she told the gay girl on my job, and the gay girl on my job is, she doesn't work with me anymore, but she's still my friend. She's like an ass kicker. She'll punch you in your face. You know, she's straight up Trailer Park from Kansas, from Missouri. She told her that she needed a hug from a straight person. She told her, who says that shit?
I went through so many jobs, like when I was in my, 20s.
Yeah.
And like, I would go to job applications, and they'd be like, okay, I see you went to this job, and then you went to this one, and they're like, well, you know, it seems like you job hop a lot. I mean, can you explain why? And, you know, so you'd say, like, well, I quit this one because of this reason or this one. What I didn't tell them is I didn't mention the other 15 that I worked at that I didn't even put on this application.
You just talked about the couple jobs that you had, right? I don't get it, man. I just think that now that people just don't give a shit, man. They don't care about work. They don't care about showing up. All the kids on my job, that work at my job, somehow they all end up not giving a fuck. They just don't care, bro. They don't care. What's that?
I'll hire you on for me. You can do some Red Bull merchandising for me if you want. I need a little bit of a relief.
Yeah, I do it. I was thinking about picking up another job, but I don't want a job where I got to drive on the roads when it's snowy.
Yeah,
if it's in town and doing some stuff in town, I would do it.
One of the things that's difficult too when you get older. I mean, that's one of the reasons like I opened this business because I'm unemployable now. Like
I'm unemployable now.
I couldn't get a job if I wanted to because you go into some place and you work there and you're like Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Oh yeah,
and you're at the interview and you just want to sit down and just be like, first off, I know more than you.
Yeah, totally.
I'm going to have to be taking orders from you. You're going to tell me, like, you're going to try to write me up if I'm 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late. I can do your job better than you can.
Yeah. First of all, I'm the older guy. I'm probably one of the older guys on the job, and I'm in better shape than most of the people that work there.
Yeah.
So that's scary. That means if I'm getting my ass kicked by, like, 10 inmates, I could probably hold off 3 or 4, but I'm going to have to wait at least 2 minutes before somebody gets there to help me because the person working with me usually can't help me.
Yeah. And then they're out of breath by the time they get there.
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, man, you have no idea.
It's going to take them more muscle to move than it is to actually help you out.
I mean, it's like, come on. Like, remember, there used to be requirements on my job to stay fit. Mm-hmm. There's no longer requirements now. You could just get a job there, and they give anybody, as long as you're a body these days, they just hire you. It's like, hey, what? That's a body.
Yeah.
That's all it is these days. Like that's a body.
Come work out in my warehouse for about a month.
Yes,
all kegs that are 180 pounds.
Somebody put a post up I saw yesterday, and it cracked me up. And it said the top 15 employers that hire felons, and then it had the list of the places. Oh, and the guy all he said in there was like, "Cool. At least I know that they got employees."
Yeah,
they do. They do. Hey, listen, I eat at restaurants
and
in town,
and they want bodies. Those guys actually want to work.
Yeah, no, I eat at restaurants in town, and everybody from jail works in the restaurants because that's the only jobs they could get. But I'm okay with it, you know. I every now and then I'll accept, you know, free food. It's all good.
All I'm saying is that if I'm going to Walmart or Target or something, and I'm doing self checkout.
Yeah,
I want the tip thing to be in my favor.
Yeah.
How much would you like to tip? 25%. Yep. Give me that 25% back. Thank you. That?
Every machine has a tip thing on it now.
Yeah.
I mean, for everything.
I'm doing a checkout. Give me the 25% tip.
Okay. Am I the only person here that when I order food to go pick it up, and when I go pick it up, I'm not tipping anybody?
No.
I went to pick the food up in the cold.
Yeah. Well, you look at like, again, self checkouts.
Yeah.
You look at them. How was your experience? Rate it on a 1 through 5 scale, and do you want to leave a comment?
Right.
No. I'm gonna leave no comment, no review, whatever.
Yeah, we pick. I don't understand it. I don't understand that now.
So I got the Parrot's K yesterday. You know, they give the thing, and it's all automated now. It's like, would you like to leave this tip?
Oh.
You know, and so I did the custom tip, and I'm just like, here's $5. Give it to the cooks. Because I'm just doing a pickup order.
Well, give it
to the cooks.
And that's the thing, too, is like at them, they'll actually split. They actually do share with the cooks, too. At least they're good about it there.
Yeah. We know everybody there, so I always give everybody a nice tip.
And I know a lot of restaurants, too, share at the back of the house. It's when you get to some of the bigger ones, they don't give a shit.
They don't care, right?
Like Olive Garden, no. Yeah. Chains, they don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, Olive Garden don't care.
Oh, I was in the serving industry for way too long. It would just frustrate the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, not only, you know, so you, because people don't realize this, like you leave a tip at a restaurant. So in North Dakota, they are only paying like $3.45 an hour because they're claiming tips as wages, which is total bullshit.
That's not wages.
And then you get a tip, and let's say you get a $10 tip on a $50 tab. Okay, well, first off, you're not making money, but then you're given 6% to the bartender,
right?
3% to the busser,
right?
You know, and so by the end of it, you just got $3-4.
Just give me an hourly wage.
Yeah.
Because you look at Minnesota, it's an hourly wage.
That's
and
it.
people still tip.
I understand the incentive, having tips to incentivize good work.
Of course.
But there's absolutely no reason that a business can say the tip is part of your wage.
No, it's not. It can't be.
And that's why Minnesota was great. So then when I went over to work at Whitey's, I was like, oh, I get minimum wage and tips?
Yeah.
Whoa. Boom.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's always a problem.
But then you got the people that go over there and they're like, oh, well, they're getting minimum wage, so I'm not going to tip.
I still tip. I tip all the time.
Oh, yeah. I do. But that's just how crappy people are.
That's a lot of the boomer generation, too.
Yeah.
They won't tip at all anymore.
They don't tip, yeah.
They never tip well.
If my service is bad, I won't tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if a person doesn't come back, like, for, like, half an hour to give me a drink.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not tipping them.
No.
I write a note, Aiden. Be better at your job.
Yeah. So I still will usually give, like, I mean, unless it's blatantly obvious that this person just doesn't give a shit about their job.
10% is the lowest I go.
Yeah. But I'll always, because I understand that sometimes, like, people get busy, they get overwhelmed. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that's fine because I was in the industry for long enough to understand that. But when I see somebody that's just sitting there hanging on a table and not even paying attention,
talking.
I'm like, you know what?
Screw you.
Yeah. Yeah.
No tip. Anyway,
beer. Hey, beer. We got some beer
today.
I got, Alan.
What you got over there?
I got a chunk of dark beers we can all share.
I brought a couple of barrel aged beers, and I brought an IPA from Fat Pants.
I did bring one IPA. It's a fresh hop IPA for this time of the year.
Okay,
from Sierra Nevada.
Sierra Nevada always has good.
And it's their fresh hop, so this is one of their big ones that they make every year.
Oh, nice. I'll get glasses.
Get some glasses. Oh, cool. Oh, some coconut Maui.
Yeah,
baby. Love that. Mm-hmm. Maui Brewing. Like Maui Brewing. It's Colorado, baby. No, it's not Colorado?
Maui Island.
Oh, that's Maui Island?
Yeah, from Hawaii. Colorado.
Oh, that is. Oh, which one was in the beer that you gave me that was from Colorado?
Oh, God, now I'm going to forget.
I didn't realize that. Man.
Yeah, no, Maui Brewing's got killer beers. The one I love is their pineapple wheat.
Oh, yes, the pineapple wheat is good.
Yeah, their big swell IPA is good.
Oh, yeah, this is the porter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that beer. That's a good beer, actually.
It's only out this time of the year, too.
Yeah. Did they sell this here?
No, I found it down in Fargo, in Moorhead.
Nice.
If you go to Thief River 2, yes, Minnesota, it's up in Falls Liquor up there.
Okay. Was it, is it at that liquor store we went to that time?
Yep.
That's the one? Mm-hmm. One above the gym? Below the gym?
Oh, yeah. Bridgeview? Yep.
Yeah, I like that one.
But if you go to Thief River, it's right in Falls Liquor, and they got a pretty solid selection of beers as well, too, from the Minnesota side.
It's expensive there, too.
Not as bad as you'd think. This 12-pack probably cost me $14.
That's not too bad.
No, I wasn't mad at all.
That's a porter.
Yeah, a coconut like porter.
You pick it up, man. Show the people on the screen there what it looks like so they can see it a little bit. Yeah, there you go.
Well, Maui Brewing, baby.
Maui Brewing, that's a coconut porter. That's going to be pretty yummy, guys.
It's so good.
Yeah, I got a couple at home. Those are good.
Except it's got coconut.
No, it's good, though. Trust me. Coconut and beer is amazing, Paul.
One of the funniest videos I've ever seen.
Imagine a Busch Light with coconut in it. Amazing.
One of the funniest videos I've seen is like this guy. He takes those. You ever seen those jelly beans that like you don't know if they're gross or they're good?
Oh yeah. I like those. Yeah, I like those.
Yeah. I remember those, especially like in Harry Potter too.
Yeah. And so this guy, he does a review on one. He's this guy that sits in his pickup and does this stuff.
Right.
And he's like, okay, it's either going to be coconut or boogers. And so he eats and he's like,
boogers.
It's coconut.
Oh, sad moment for that.
That's horrible, yo. He's going to say boogers for sure, right?
That's what I thought, too.
No, they up in Winnipeg, they got a jelly bean store where they sell the little jelly beans that some taste good and some taste horrible. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I like it.
Dude, I went on.
That's a fun game for kids.
Yeah, I went on a run on social media last night. I was just checking through social media, and I looked on Instagram, and a candy page popped up, and it was like building an order for people shipping around the world.
Yeah.
And this website, you can go get energy drinks, all limited edition special release stuff, candies, everything from around the world.
Nice.
It was cool as hell. Like,
there's so much stuff out there now.
I was there for like 20 minutes just watching them fill boxes of people's orders, like cool candies and Mountain Dews and energy drinks. Like, a lot of people order coconut shit. I'm like, damn, this is cool.
Did you guys buy candy for Halloween this year?
I did. Well, after.
It was, candy is up 27% from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then on City Chatter, John Bernstrom pulled up a stat. And how much money do you think was spent on candy for Halloween this year in the U.S.?
Millions.
Oh, a billion.
I think it was $3.2
billion. $3.2 billion?
That doesn't surprise me at all. Candy. That doesn't shock me at all with this. Yeah. I knew it'd be a billion just because of like what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And candy's a billion-dollar industry, bro. Like if you make some good candy, you can run with it. I mean, it can go forever. Obviously,
and candy corn was actually one of the top sellers.
You know what? Candy corn is gross. I would never eat that.
That was the other side. He said it's the one thing that either you love it,
yes,
or you hate it.
It's gross.
It's good.
It's gross.
It's like flavored wax.
Exactly. The wax part. It tastes like wax.
See,
I have never gotten into, even when I was a kid, I hated it. I was like, this is gross. Who would eat this stuff?
I love
it. It's the same as Peeps, like that. I don't understand
Peeps.
People.
Oh, gross.
Hit or miss.
Yeah. I don't understand how people
hit and miss.
Or black licorice. Ugh.
I like marshmallow, but I'll never understand how people like that one. Black licorice is gross.
Well, I have this. It's a place up in Winnipeg I go to. It's I get toasted marshmallows.
Yep,
they're fucking amazing. Like they're good. It's like the place that they make it there and everything, and they're awesome. But Peeps is horrible. That's like junk. Candy corn is junk. What else? What else is a horrible candy? Black licorice. You said black licorice. Ugh.
So I don't taste the coconut.
You can get no,
it's not bad.
You can smell it too.
So
you can smell the coconut.
So most of this from Maui Brewing, which I've had a chunk of the beer, but this is one of my favorites that they make. It's just a nice, robust dark porter with toasted coconut and hints of mostly mocha. So the mocha might have taken over on the
coconut, yeah. But you can smell the coconut.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah, I don't taste it at all.
But not as much. You know what? I bring a barrel aged one that's coconut. We'd probably be able to taste the coconut.
You know what this tastes really like? Is Guinness has, I think it's Guinness Blonde.
Yeah,
yeah. There's a Guinness Blonde. I think this tastes almost exactly like that.
Okay,
I've had that before too. Yeah,
interesting. Yeah, that's a big comparison because that's two different styles. But if that's what you get, that's what you get.
Yeah, everybody got their own. Yeah. You know, you got your own taste buds. Mm-hmm. So you know, but
So looking at candy too.
Yeah,
So the voted, number one most voted candy around the Midwest,
yeah,
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups takes the number one spot.
Hell yeah, I love those things.
I correct myself. I think it's Newcastle Blonde.
Oh, Newcastle. Yeah, that was good. Yep. That still has hazelnut in there.
That was yummy.
Yeah. You know what got
Reese's? I love Reese's. You love Reese's?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
I love Reese's.
You know what got bounced? Probably one of the fastest ones in a poll.
What's that?
The left Twix got bounced out immediately out of a poll because everyone likes the right Twix. That took like the number three spot. I don't understand how that worked, but the left Twix got bounced like a redhead stepchild will.
And this is one of the reasons why this is one of the reasons why all the other countries laugh at America because we do dumb shit like that.
I'm guessing it's because
we'd rather eat the right Twix, not the left one.
I'm guessing it's because like 90% of the world's right-handed. That's I'm guessing that might be.
I'm a lefty, man. I'm going for the left
Twix. I was thinking more political-wise. Like,
no.
The right and the left, you know? Oh, my
God. America, we are horrible.
See, and that's horrible. Yeah, horrible. That's the funny part because all my family's left-handed. I'm the only right-handed one.
I'm lefty. I'm a lefty. So.
Really?
Yeah, I'm left-handed. So, I mean, I'm a true lefty. Like, all left.
I can't do anything with my left hand.
You know what? I grew up, I do everything right because I used to have to do, even playing basketball, I was a basketball player who went right but came back left at the end. You know?
If I lost my right hand, I would have no sex life.
Wow. That's, you know what? And that's weird. Since we're on hands and sex life, hey, you know what? Paul, we're just going to go there, right? I'm a right-hand masturbator. That's cool. Whatever. It is what it is. I, you know what? I don't do my left. That'd be awkward in my left hand because I do everything else with it. I'm a right-hand masturbator. That's just what I am, you know?
No, I'm serious. Like, I can't do anything with my left hand. If you were to watch me try to throw, like, a baseball with my left hand, it would, it's just like,
goes off the other direction. Yeah.
Like a handicapped woman. Like, that's how bad I am. Like, I can, like, my brain does not process my left hand at all.
I do. I could do right-handed and left-handed.
So, I could throw a rocket with my right hand, but my left hand, it's just...
I can do both.
Look at the way he did it, too. Yeah. Did you see that?
I use my strong hand.
Yeah, no, right. It just goes straight to the ground.
Hilarious. You lefty or you righty?
I'm a righty, but I can, when I'm playing baseball, I can do both. I can bat left-handed and right-handed.
Right.
I can catch both, but... When I throw, it's not. I can definitely tell I'm not as strong on my left hand. I can throw it decently straight.
Absolutely.
But left-handed, I'm not as strong as I think as
I want. I do take that back. There is one thing I can do with my left hand, and that is catch.
Oh, yeah.
For some reason, I can catch with my left hand.
Yeah, I can catch with both, but yeah, I get it.
And it's probably because my right eye is looking at it while I'm...
I've always been really inclined with both my right and left. So, because I had to learn how to be right handed because everybody was right handed and I was the only lefty. So I had to learn how to be right handed. So I'm pretty good at both, but I'm a lefty, but I'm pretty good at right too. So
that's why I can't sit next to you if you're gonna eat food. I'm gonna just bang
out.
I
try to sit on your left because I'll be eating my you know, left right. So it's always awkward.
Yeah. What else you got for us here?
Oh, there's Alan. That was last time. That was Maui Brewing, guys. Maui Brewing is amazing. I have some at home.
You want to do a milk stout or you want to do a peanut butter?
Let's do peanut butter, man. Let's do peanut butter. I like peanut butter. Peanut butter's just shit.
We're gonna be from our friends in Montevideo, out of Minnesota, from Talking Waters.
Nice.
Oh, it's called Crushing Nuts.
Crushing Nuts. That's what I'm talking about.
Peanut butter porter.
By the way, Alan, I want to say Your dangerous man hat is amazing looking on camera.
Oh, thank you.
That is a banging hat.
Banging hat, right?
It's fresh and it's fresh. Dope as hell.
It's a dope hat. And my hat is from Barnhammer Corduroy, you know? It's actually super soft. It feels good. So we got to, you know.
Except for this thing itches on my head a little bit just because of the material. Imagine.
Is this like a potato bag?
Yeah, it looks like a potato bag. Right? I know. It does.
It's good quality.
Shout out to Dangerous Man. I got a Dangerous Man shirt on, too. Just Dangerous Man just closed down in Minneapolis. They still have their brewery. They still have their brewery, their facility, the way they make beer.
They just don't have a tap room.
They don't have a tap room right now, but they're looking. They're looking around. Yeah. They'll come back strong, but they had to close down.
What's the dude that works there? Anthony?
Anthony, yep.
Yeah,
Anthony.
He's a cool dude.
Yep, he does the Black Brewers podcast.
You know what? Ferguson Books just moved out.
I know.
That's a huge location. We should open a brewery in there.
Let's do it, man.
Let's open a bar there. You got Rumors here. You got Moe's. Let's open a brewery over there.
You got a church down there.
This is a busy-ass
gun store.
This is a busy-ass road, too. Like, there's lots of
parking.
You think they go for that? A brewery right there?
You'd have to really convince a church.
Yeah.
No, they already got rumors. Yeah. They got a gun. They got a gun store.
Never mind. Yeah. You don't need to convince them. There, they already got. They just
want their money. Yeah. That's all they want. Yeah. They just want their money.
Feed the cult.
That'd be kind of cool. Exactly. That'd be kind of cool that if you had a brewery right there. That'd actually be a good spot, I think.
Yeah, we can move the podcast right into there. Just take GFBS, move it right over. Yeah. I also want to do like an art studio thing that I could. Because it's a huge location over there.
And Alan makes beer. We can brew some beer.
I used to. It'd take me a little bit to get the rust off so I can get back into it.
You know what? I think that we could, as far as beer goes around here, I think we could brew some good beer, Alan. I think we could really put some time into it. You know, maybe go spend some time with the guys over in Junkyard. You know, they make great beer.
I don't think they'll give us the time of day, to be honest.
But we could, make it into one of those arcade places, too. Bring in the pinball games and all that
kind
of stuff.
Arcade and beer.
I mean, that logo, that spot over there, it's big.
Yeah. It's big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it? But someone told me there's another bookstore replacing it.
Oh, no. So that's Sterling. He's opening up in what used to be the old Christian bookshelf.
Oh.
Which is just kind of kitty corner right over there.
Okay, I got you.
But...
This smells good, Alan.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say...
It smells good.
Parrot's K should be advertising with us, because last night I went there and I got their peanut butter wings.
Oh, man, those things are good. Yeah, everybody likes those. They are pretty good.
You got to ask for extra crispy every time, just so you get the wings a little bit crunchier, and the sauce soaks up into them, I think, a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
I love it. Although I wish... I wish they would keep the raspberry jam all the time, but they always switch up, which is fine.
They didn't even give me any jam.
Oh. No?
Yeah, because I got it to go.
Yeah. Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, the peanut butter wings are good, right?
Yeah, it was delicious.
Although, when I first tried them, I was like, how could peanut butter be good with wings?
Oh, yeah.
And then I tried it. I was like, this is amazing.
You let your fat kid out to play.
Oh, totally. Absolutely.
Oh, you can just see, like, the sugar or whatever just kind of caramelize on top of it. Oh, yes. Yeah, cool stuff.
And the nice thing is, too, like, so I made this at home, and I did a raspberry habanero jam from when I make sandwiches.
Nice.
I made a peanut butter sandwich. That is actually pretty good.
Nice. Yeah.
So I bet I wanted to say that would probably be very good with the peanut butter wings at the K as well.
I think this would be a really good Helix? Dessert beer.
Yeah.
We're at Helix. Did you say Helix?
No, the K.
Oh, the K.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you say, bud?
No, this would be a really good dessert beer.
Yeah, this crushing the crushing nuts from Talking Waters.
Yeah, this is good.
It's smooth too, and it's not overkill on any level. But
where'd you get this at?
Same place down in Morehead.
Get a 4-pack?
Yes.
This is good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. I don't think I could have more than one.
Yeah.
You know, but
I'm thinking about going to, I don't know what you're doing tomorrow, but I was thinking about maybe taking a ride out to Junkyard again.
I'd say I would, but I'm doing the penny sale.
Oh, right. That's right. The penny sale's happened. I forgot.
It started on the second.
Yeah. It's already going on?
Yeah, it just started.
Man,
it's a month.
Telling me that I'm broke.
It's a month. It goes to the 29th of November.
They always try to do it. Know what I hate about? They do it the first of the month, early in the month, and everybody got to pay their bills on the first.
That's why they spread it out so a month now instead of 2 weeks.
Oh, so it's a whole month?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
because it used to start on Black Friday and run for 2 weeks.
It's also because everybody gets their Social Security.
When's Black Friday?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, right. It's coming up. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Black Friday is like a month before Thanksgiving now.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And
just,
also...
They might as well just run it all year round.
Also, Black Friday just sucks. That's a shitty, shitty amount of deals that don't make sense. Like
Is that a holiday now, Black Holiday?
They're considering a holiday because of all the savings and all the deals going on around.
Black people get off work?
I mean...
Yeah, I should get off work. It should be like Black Fridays. Black people don't work on Friday.
I kind of want to say, isn't that typical because of some of the lazy people?
Wow, that's fucked up.
I'm sorry.
That's fucked up, Alan.
I'm sorry.
I thought maybe it was just because of all the looting.
Remember, Alan... Alan's comments are solely his own, and he's responsible for his own comments. This does not reflect Grand Forks Best Source.
we have a disclaimer at the end of the show. Hey,
I'm not using the same amount of... verbiage as Rosé does.
Oh,
no, that's Rosé. It's funny because like you would look at like it was a meme that I is it meme or meme? I can't remember.
No, no.
But you see, it's like the William Wallace Braveheart, and it's got the prices of everything at the store.
Yeah,
November $5.50.
Yeah,
December $5.50.
Yeah,
I'm not getting the dates right here, or whatever. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, a week before Black Friday, the price goes up to $850. And then Black Friday, back to normal price.
I know.
Hold and go, you know.
Listen, you know what? When I go to Hugo's, I am paying attention to the price all the time. I know if the price is the same price all the time. If they went a dollar or two up, I know about it. They can't fool me. I know about it. It's so shady, right?
Yeah, you know that they just jacked the price up a month before Black Friday, and then they sell it for the exact same price that they were selling it for six months ago.
Hugo's is one of the worst spots in town. They're so notorious for just jacking their prices up on everything and anything. Yeah. You get two shits.
Oh, well, of course, I love to buy the chickens, the rotisserie chickens, at Sam's. Mm-hmm. They're $5. They're huge. Lots of meat. I just cut that stuff off, shave it off, and eat all that, whatever. But at freaking... Hugo's, they're like five times smaller, and they're like $10.
So another person that should be advertising with us, because we need to support local businesses, but I just recently decided to get all of my meat at L&M Meats.
Oh, right.
You'd be surprised. It's way better.
They advertise too?
It's the same. No. It's the same price as Target.
It's very close to the same at a lot of box stores.
And not only that, but if you go in there and you say you want to get something in bulk, they actually have individually wrapped like chicken breasts and all that kind of stuff in a back freezer. You just got to say like, hey, I just want a bulk order. Right. And now all of a sudden you're getting, you know, premium hamburger.
I've never been to where's Ellen Meats at?
Right on Washington.
Oh, Washington. Yeah. I've driven past that.
Also, you know they have Cornish game hens? Like, they have little chicken hens and everything.
Really?
Perfect for little meals.
The place is great.
Yeah. And they have blueberry sausages for breakfast.
What? Blueberry sausages?
Yeah, blueberry maple sausages for brats.
Now, granted, I wouldn't recommend getting their pre-seasoned, like, chicken breasts and stuff because I think that they are just super, super salty.
Oh, okay.
Not to knock them, but...
It soaks in pretty well. I'm not going to lie with you. It's a little salty, and I like salt, but that one's a little much... Yeah, I'll still season my own no matter what.
But they got skinless, boneless chicken breasts individually packed. You get a package of 12 of them,
right?
In their back freezer, just gotta ask them for it. Yep. And then they got like hamburger.
How much
is
that usually?
I think they're I can't.
They got to be at least 15, 18 bucks somewhere in there because that's what Target is usually.
Yeah, yeah. All my Canadian friends come up here and buy poultry and meats and stuff because it's so much cheaper.
You're getting actually premium quality meat. I mean,
100%.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, so anyway, L&M.
Shout out to L&M. You should advertise with us, L&M. Mm-hmm. Who's the person who runs that, owns that, you know?
Well, I've
he's a Czechoslovakian guy just like me.
I would like to get that. I've actually gone to him a few times, and I want to see if he'll do beer brats for McKinnon.
He's from Czech?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I lived in Czech for a little bit. Maybe we could speak the language, you know. I was actually in Czech Republic when...
Krenelka is not a Czech name by any means.
Listen, I was living in Czech when Tom Cruise shot his movie, The Mission Impossible, there. Mm-hmm. And it was awesome. And I was in the bar with Tom Cruise for like hours.
Okay.
And he's so small, I didn't know that was him.
He's like 5'2", isn't he?
Yeah, he's like a little guy. He's super tiny. I was like, oh, shit, that's Tom Cruise? I was like, yeah. I said, I walked by that guy like all night tonight. It was like, yeah.
He's got balls of steel, though. Have you seen some of the stunts? I didn't realize like he actually does those stunts.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, the one that he did on on Dubai.
Yes,
yeah, the Tower of Dubai. Like, crazy. No way, dude. Not a chance.
He tries to do like 80+% of his stunts.
He's amazing. Yeah. Yo, listen, Tom Cruise is the man. He's a little guy, but he got a lot of balls.
Yeah,
to do all the stuff he'd be doing. He's actually broken his leg, broken his arm. Well, a couple bones.
The only other guy that I know that likes to do his own stunts is Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah. He's crazy, too.
Jesus,
yeah.
He will not hesitate to want to do his own stuff. He likes it a lot.
No, have you seen him on the gun range?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
But he's an actual marksman, and he's an actual jiu-jitsu. He actually does practicing jiu-jitsu.
So is John Jones. John Jones is an excellent marksman. And he does shooting and all that. Keanu Reeves can shoot his ass off. I've seen that.
Yeah.
But he should never ride horses.
No.
Ever.
Well, it's the same with him and Jason Statham. They're all marshmen.
You didn't get that one, did you?
No.
I said Keanu Reeves shouldn't ride horses. You didn't get that, did you?
No, why?
The one went over his dad, Christopher Reeves. Remember, he died. He got paralyzed because he killed a horse.
Keanu Reeves isn't related to Christopher Reeves.
Well, you know, there's just a Reeves thing.
A Reeves, a Reeves.
Sorry.
Whoosh!
I'm silly, man. He's like... Why should he ride a horse? You know, see what happens to other Reeves, right?
I actually never even put the two together that they have the same last name. Yeah.
You went from Superman to the Matrix.
I know, right?
Superman to John Wick.
Yeah, he was Superman, huh? Christopher Reeves. He was like the best Superman.
Oh yeah, and he was a big guy.
He was. Yeah, he was. Did he die now? He's dead, right?
We actually talked about that in one
still
of
alive?
Our... I think Chris Reeves is still alive.
Oh, yeah. He's actually, like, walking now, I think. Yeah.
Bullshit. He said he's walking now.
No, seriously.
Christopher Reeves is walking now.
Yeah. He's not paralyzed.
Bullshit. He is. He's still... He's in a freaking wheelchair, bro.
Alexa, is Christopher Reeves still paralyzed? See, he's not paralyzed anymore.
He's standing in his grave. My bad.
Alexis said Christopher Reeves died on October 10th. I didn't get the year though, but yeah, that was awesome. Yeah.
No, we had this conversation on our movie show because I think we were talking about like if you were to like have an envision of Superman,
right?
But I mean, maybe it's just because I'm nostalgic, but if you put Christopher Reeves up to Henry Cavill, I'd be like, Christopher Reeves is Superman. He would kick the shit out of Henry Cavill.
Christopher Reeves is the shit, bro.
And that's
he's a beast. He was a huge dude.
Well, I'd go Christopher Reeves number one, and then Henry Cavill is number two.
Yeah,
but Henry Cavill has obviously probably done like steroids and has all that kind of stuff. But Christopher Reeves is just naturally like a
big man.
He's just a big dude.
And that's I think he's big till I got older though.
Yeah. And they even tested they tested Henry Cavill. He wanted to get tested. Yeah. He's actually not on anything. Which I'm kind of shocked because I thought he was on roids, honestly, too.
Yeah, well I've seen the program. They put they just puts that little thing in their pecker when they're pissing to.
Oh yeah,
that's true. That could be. Yeah,
I got a friend that he openly does steroids. He'll tell you right to you. He'll tell you, hey, I'm on my cycle right now, man. I'm doing my cycle right now.
You can tell when somebody is lying if they've done steroids when they get older because everything just starts to turn into.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a term for it, like when you're
Your chest starts to
look like breasts. And
I know a guy that his kidney started to fail. He had all kinds of problems because he was still doing roids. But yeah, I don't know. You know what? Actually, when I first moved here, I could tell who was doing roids in my gym, like in any time. And of course, what's the other gym they do roids at?
Ironworks.
Yeah, Ironworks. You know, I could tell who was doing roids because they'd be like little. 1 week and the next 2 weeks later, they'd be a little thicker. You'd be like, what the hell's going on here, right?
Yeah.
It's just never been worth it. You know, like, if you can't get big just by doing the work or you can't get some muscles by doing the work, you don't ever have to be muscular. You can just get cut, right? You get ripped up.
Yeah. You look at Schwarzenegger and all of them, and it's like, yeah, okay, they, look like these specimens, but
yeah.
But then after they stop it, everything just starts to fall and get saggy and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Look at Ronnie Coleman now. He's falling apart.
Yeah, he can't even walk, bro.
No.
He's horrible, man.
Oh, my God.
He looks horrible.
The only one that still looks decent is Jay Cutler.
Yeah, yeah.
Jesus,
yeah,
he's still in great shape.
He still looks good, yeah. Ronnie Coleman, man, he's had operations and he's had heart problems. He's died like 4 or 5 times.
I would rather Vic be healthy like those guys that you see, like the triathlon guys
That's what I want. You know what? I've been thinking about that. I think I weigh about 250 right now, 250, but I want to weigh like 230. I'm going to lose 20 pounds, 225, and I'm going to do a triathlon. I'm going to do some running, biking, and swimming. I'm just going to go for it. Just try something different.
Because those guys, when they're in their 50s and stuff, they still look cut as hell.
Exactly. Yeah. I know what I've noticed that you could be older and you can still look cut, still look good. You don't have to necessarily have all these muscles and stuff. I think flexibility is really the key. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you why. Have you seen that 7'4" guy in the NBA, Victor Wembanyama, or whatever? He's from France.
Okay, no.
So it's a big 7'4" guy from France. This guy moves like a gazelle, okay? He's not the normal. Some people they call unicorns. Mm-hmm. He's really a fucking unicorn. This kid is amazing. He shoots from like three-pointer, no problem. He goes to the basket. He dribbles, no problem. But the most impressive thing I seen about him was he when he stretches before games, he does a full split. This guy's 7'4".
Jesus.
He could do a full split. And not only that, he could stand straight up and then put his head on his knees without bending his knees. His flexibility is amazing. And I think that the longevity to me is in the flexibility.
I'm thinking of martial arts, where they kick their legs straight up in the air.
Yeah, he can do all that.
I meant 7'4".
He's 7'4".
He'd be kicking our ceiling.
He could do all of that. This kid is in such great shape physically. Mm-hmm. Like, he's wiry strong. Sky's the limit. If he doesn't get hurt, he's going to be like...
Oh, probably, he's going to totally get hurt.
If he doesn't get hurt, he's going to be one of the best NBA players ever. Because right now, he's doing so well. Everybody's like, what the hell's going on? Like, he's outplaying, like, some of the pros that have been in there a long time. Like, he outplayed.
But Shaq was skinny, too, when he started.
No, he wasn't. Shaq was. Shaq started,
he was skinny as hell. No,
he was not. He was just, like, he was strong. He was just tall. But Shaq was a beast. Shaq was, like, 300 pounds when he started.
Really?
Yeah, Shaq was huge. No. He's such a big man. He's always been heavy. Mm-hmm. But I think he's probably, you know, he actually got in shape recently. Have you seen him? He's working out now. Yeah, so I don't know. But Shaq, you know.
What are we drinking?
Yeah, what are we drinking? Beer, sorry. Alan.
Right now, I just cracked open another Talking Waters. It is their Mokyo Milk Stout.
Oh, yeah, I've had that one before. Yeah. It's a good beer.
I've been getting sidetracked with just everything we've been talking about, so I forgot to mention what kind of pies pair well with a lot of these flavors.
There you go. This is very good. This
So I'm gonna backtrack. We're going back to Maui Brewing, which we started off with the coconut, the coconut porter.
There you go.
So the one I like, it's an oddball pairing, but it works really well. Is a no baked banana cream pie.
I love it.
Banana caramel pecan pie. Sorry,
I love banana caramel. Yeah. I love anything banana pie. Oh, I love it.
A lot of these are going to be caramel pecan flavors, to be honest.
Right.
I love the can on that.
Can is cool, right?
Because that looks exactly like you would see, I don't know.
It looks like a cake you would mess up with, like a little.
Like coffee or.
Yeah. Tiramisu style?
Yeah. Tiramisu. Thank you.
I like it. Yeah, it looks good. Keep going, Alan.
And so for Talking Waters Crushing Nuts, I would probably go with just a chocolate caramel chip cookie.
Nice.
Yeah.
They make some great beer, man.
Yeah, but the peanut butter and the crushing nuts would. Honestly, goes well with chocolate and caramel, no matter what.
Yeah, this milk stout. What do you think of this milk stout?
I think it's good.
It's good, right? It's yummy. Holy, I didn't know it was going to be that good. But I've had this before. I think we've gotten this before, right?
Yeah.
We've had this before. This is an amazing beer. Talking Waters is out of Minnesota, right?
Yep, Montevideo, Minnesota.
Yeah, they make great beer. I haven't been there yet, ever.
Paul went there.
Paul went there.
Yeah, he said it was really cool.
Yeah.
I just know Nick, my buddy, and Nick's the head brewer there.
Right.
Good. He's a really good guy.
Yeah. Hey, what does Elm Creek make for stouts in the winter?
They have a bunch. They brought back their s'mores. I had Charlie message me a bunch of stuff.
Nice. We got to get some of that.
I got to go pick some up. Yeah, we got some stuff up from him. Yeah. He's holding on to some stuff for me.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's this is actually a great beer.
Yeah. And the milk stout, honestly, I'd probably do a peanut butter banana pie. Again, it's a lot of pie. Chocolate and bananas and caramel. This season is great for pies.
I don't know. I'm a dark beer drinker, Paul. So I like anything dark
or sweet potato pie. To be honest, for this one,
yeah, sweet potato pie. Come on, yeah, it's killing that. I'm hoping to make a trip home to see my mother next month to get some sweet potato pie. I'm hoping get the hell out of here for a week or so. You know,
remember you got to bring one of those back for me.
You know
you were raving on it.
I got to try to figure out how do I get it on a plane. You know, you can't because you can't even bring food on a plane.
Can't mail. I suppose you can't really mail it.
No, you can't even get it on the plane. Know what I'm gonna have to do? I'm gonna have to get the recipe and just cook it. Just make some myself.
Yeah, but you're not gonna have that mama.
I know
that mama love into it.
You know, mama's got a little extra seasoning she throws in there. She throws a little bit of extra flavor.
I don't know how to do it. I you know what? I've just been trying to figure it out. I'm gonna try to find somebody.
We'll just have to go there.
Know what? We should just go to we should go to New York and then do the podcast right in my living room.
Then I want to go have a pizza debate.
I've never been to New York. I've always wanted to go to New York.
Never?
Same. Nope. I've been itching.
The good thing about going to New York for me is always, you know, I can stay with family.
You know what? You want to know the reason that I've never been to New York?
Shoot, why?
Because you save up $5,000, like, and it takes you a year in Grand Forks to save up $5,000.
Wow.
And then you go to New York, and that's gone in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Probably. I would say go 3 days, you know, 3 hours. 3 days to be gone because it's so expensive in New York. However, I have family in New York, so we would stay at some family's house, something like that. You know, just go hang out with the family. I got family. They have homes.
Really?
They live in homes.
Wow. That's amazing.
No, you know, because we all grew up project living. We live in a project. You know, we live in a community. You know, but
sweetie, we moved up in the world.
We like the Jeffersons in my neighborhood. You know, remember Jeffersons?
My buddy that's doing life right now. He got to meet my parents, and he sat around the dinner table, and he was impressed. He's like, "Wow, my dad, he got the chair with the cushion."
Wait, you said my buddy that's doing life?
Oh, yeah, he's doing life in jail. He murdered a bunch of people.
He's doing life right now? He's from Grand Forks?
Well, he's from Chicago, but he was living in Moorhead for a while.
What did he do?
Murdered a bunch of people.
Wow. That's crazy. You still talk to him?
Fuck no.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
He's a murderer, dude.
We chat weekly.
Listen, How's your life? I don't know. Hey, I had a friend that sold me my car. He ended up being a pedophile. I didn't know he was a pedophile. You know, I had to look back at my messages like, what the hell did we say to each other?
Oh, this is no secret. He was like, and he was all over Fargo News.
Was on Fargo News? Yeah.
So my guy
was in Fargo too.
Yeah.
He was a car salesman. He worked at an alternative school. And next thing you know, he was on the freaking news for, you know, some kiddie porn. I was like, what the hell's going on here? And then I looked, I was like, nah, I can't be him.
See, the thing, he was a fantastic martial artist, but he got on that, you know, meth.
Oh, and, damn it.
And
Mething around.
And he ended up stabbing a guy that he was like friends with like 30 times because he thought that he was like screwing around on his girlfriend, which they weren't even like girlfriends. And then
he exaggerated that because he was on meth probably.
Yeah. And then but he stabbed the guy like 30 some times. But then he went to an apartment and asked a guy for water, like some college kid, and he had a hammer.
And then the
college kid didn't know what was going on, and so he answered the door, and then he thought that he saw like the news playing in the TV in the background. So he got paranoid, and then he hit that kid in the head with a hammer and killed him. And then he tried to light the place on fire.
He killed the college kid too?
Yeah, to try to cover his tracks.
Jesus
Christ.
So he lit the apartment on fire to cover his tracks. And then the police, like, they found him in a dumpster, you know, like a couple of hours away. And he admitted everything. And then the next day he was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Not guilty. I'm going not guilty here. Yeah. Wow. What was this guy's name anyway?
Ash Hunter.
Yeah. Yo, shout out to Ash Hunter. You're never getting out of jail, buddy. You're stuck. I don't know you, man, but you really screwed up, bro.
And it's sad, though. I mean, because it's
drugs. It is sad. Because he's probably a good guy now. He's probably like off of drugs.
Well, actually, I think he was in town because he was hiding from another murder that he did in Chicago because there was like a shooting. Oh,
he's a serial killer.
He's a GD.
Oh, he's a GD.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well,
at least he claimed to be. I don't know.
He's a black guy?
Oh, yeah.
Ash Hunter. Wow.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't hear this or nobody else that
from his hood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, what's up?
I prefer to live.
Nah, we cool. I'm a black guy. We got the black card here. We good.
Okay.
Fantastic.
We're good. Hey, yo, what's up, guys in Chicago? Yo, what up? I got you. It's my guy.
But the thing that is so frustrating about it, though, is 2 months before that, he was also arrested for chasing down another guy that he tried to stab because they were having a threesome with some girl and they got in an argument. So this guy's naked in an alley, and he's already been out of jail like 9 times before that. And I'm like, why do you keep letting him out of jail?
He was having a threesome with another guy and a girl.
Yeah,
he got mad. I know why he got mad. He got mad.
They were arguing over who got to be on top.
Nah, they were. Their swords touched. That's probably why they got mad, bro. Probably got mad. Yo, bro, what you doing? Nah, I don't play that game, man. Don't be touching me like that.
It's like, but I mean, the Fargo police, you can see a record of like things going on here.
You know, the strangest part here, Paul, is that this was your friend, Paul.
Well,
this is your friend, bro.
Martial arts. I was in martial arts. We both did drugs, you know. So it made sense.
And drugs. What kind of martial arts did you do? I did Taekwondo for years.
Yeah, that's what I did. Taekwondo. Yeah,
Taekwondo. Yeah. I do Aikido.
This Ash guy, he was so good at martial arts because he's, you know, he's probably about 6'4", but he was one of those guys that could put his foot straight up in the air.
He got
recruited by the Paul Mitchell team.
Wow.
But because his dad was a deadbeat broke guy.
Couldn't go.
He couldn't go because he couldn't afford it.
Wow.
And then it just shit went downhill.
Downhill. Now he's a murderer. Now he's in jail forever, never getting out.
Nope.
You know what? I know a couple of guys.
Bipolar. The bipolar with the meth. I mean, that probably didn't help.
That never helped. Yeah. You can't listen. You cannot do meth and be like bipolar, schizophrenic, and all that stuff.
And that was one of the claims that he was making when he was trying to do his defense. Was saying, I wasn't getting my meds. They cut off my meds because of, you know, whatever reason as far as...
It's crazy.
You know, so... But then again, doesn't excuse him from being a meth head and killing people.
No, well, we go back to the beer now because Ash Hunter's murdering people. Maybe he can murder this beer with me because I'm murdering it right now. We're drinking some of this milk stout. What's it called?
Makiko.
Makiko. The Makiko from Talking Waters.
Yep.
They make amazing beer. Actually, they make really good beer. This is a great beer, actually. The peanut butter was decent, but this one's way better. Like, this is like a whole nother level.
See, yeah, I think this is better, too.
Yeah, this is way better.
See, and now I want to pair this with another. So I'm looking at pies for what would work. I would pair this with a caramel pie. Caramel. This is good. Just like a pear pie.
Yeah.
Sliced up pears with caramel on top.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, this is delicious, man. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's definitely good. What else we got there, Alan? We got anything else in there?
Oh, yeah.
What we got in there? Just dig in the bag.
Yeah, we got about 20 minutes left, guys.
Uh-oh, 20 minutes.
Yeah, I got to go get my kiddo.
What you got?
We got two or three left. There's a coconut one from you.
Oh, yeah. You want to try that coconut one? That's the only one I got, so. we should just go with the coconut.
Okay.
The barrel age.
I got to get my trusty bottle opener. Ready?
Let me take a picture of that
bottle. Oh, yeah. Look at that. Is that wax?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me take a picture of that before you do that.
Hey, dip that bastard.
Like a maker's mark there.
Yep.
Yeah, This is from Marto Brewing. This is from Sioux City, Iowa. I was in Iowa, and I got this in Iowa, and it looked super cool.
What's the one that has like the weird kind of pull top that you can reseal?
Oh, Grolsch.
Grolsch, yeah.
Grolsch, yeah.
Yeah, those are cool bottles. Yeah.
Man, everyone loves that for the reusable factor of the bottle, and brewers love it because if home brewers love it for making new beers.
It's
very nice.
What is this? This is a barrel-aged Imperial Porter.
Oh, I suppose, yeah. If you're making your own beer, you can use that and just recap it every time.
Yep, 100%. Yeah, easy
to try that.
You pop that with the wax on? Yeah. Sure you don't need to cut it off?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to my guy, Stu Quibel, too.
You want a knife?
Yeah.
Picks up all my stuff all the time.
It's got a double blade, though. Like also, both sides are sharp. Be careful.
Also, for everybody on social media.
No. That's what I said. Double blade.
Yeah.
You also, can't press it with one.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you get cut. Also, I'm going to mention to everybody, all our listeners, me and Alan decided to be superheroes for the rest of the year and going forward. And you check out our Brew Brothers Facebook page and our Instagram and anywhere else. And we're going to be trading stickers with a lot of people. I see we got a lot of responses for stickers. You see that, Alan?
I did see that. That's freaking awesome.
So we'll be trading stickers, sending people stickers. Shout out to all those people that show us a lot of love on the internet. We really appreciate it, man.
Thank you guys so much for everything you guys give.
Like everybody's always hitting us up. I want to give a shout out to Bear Jimmy. Bear Jimmy's what, out in Italy, Spain or something?
No, he's out. Well, I don't know where he's. He's based out of Vegas.
He's out of Vegas, but he was like overseas somewhere recently.
Yeah, with his wife.
Yep. And then shout out to the
Whitney. His wife is funny.
Hilarious, right? And also shout out to Whitey, the Bear Gnome. You ever see Whitey, the Bear Gnome?
Yeah.
He's pretty funny, too. He's always hitting us up. Shout out Whitey, the Bear Gnome, and Joe Crockett. Joe Crockett's always hitting us up. He goes by Beer Geek 808. That's what Joe Crockett is, Beer Geek 808. Give a shout out to them. Shout out to Lynn out of New York. She's the one who sends us that Fighting's Brewing stuff, Alan.
Oh, sweet. Hell yeah. Thank you.
She's also, shout out to Marto Brewing, Northern Beer Girl.
Yep.
Shout out to her. She's always, you know, shouting us out on there, you know.
That's the girl who's, I think, one of the owners of 10K Brewing.
She is one of the owners.
Her name's, I think, Ashley.
Yep, that's who that is. Shout out to the World Beer Drinking Team. Also, I don't know if you know about Brat Cat Mead. You heard about Brat Cat Mead?
I saw that.
Yeah, Brat Cat Mead. She's a young lady that we met at the Rare Beer Picnic.
Yeah.
At the Rare Beer Picnic, she started her own mead.
Oh, nice.
And it's going to be sold out of Devil May Care.
Hell yeah. That's right, yeah.
Right. So we're going to try to, actually, Paul, we're going to try to get her on remote because she's going to be dropping her mead like around November 25th. I'm going to try to run out to Winnipeg and grab some cans, bring them back, and then we'll have like a little remote thing with her. And that'd be kind of cool.
Holy fuck, this is good.
It's good.
I was going to say, I can smell the syrup from there.
It's boozy.
It's boozy?
It's thick.
They make great beer. You had some Marto's beer. Yeah. They make some great beer.
But
man.
This is
good.
Fucking good.
Yeah. It's bourbon-y, right?
It's
barrel aged.
It's thick in a good way. Like I could taste the toasted coconuts really well.
That is really
good.
Damn,
this is really good. Holy fuck. This is good.
I would smash this, but I'd be so hammered by the time I'm done with the bottle.
we're gonna have to finish the bottle before we leave. So
yeah, oh god, yeah.
So yeah, that's delicious.
It's mm-hmm. delicious, right? Told you, yeah, yeah. I got that bottle. Like, I wish I could have got some more of that, man. I only got one bottle.
Yeah,
that's over in Sioux City, Iowa. Motto's Brewing. Actually, you know what? They have amazing food. Their food, like their breakfast and their lunch, amazing. They just make some really good stuff. I don't know. Everything there was amazing.
This is like drinking like a really good maple syrup.
It's delicious, right?
Yeah.
It's delicious. No, I'm digging it, man. Mm. And Paul's hard to please, so Paul pretty much likes it. Like,
you could dump this on top of like a dessert. So if you had like a pie, you could actually like literally like
you actually could
like use it like a syrup.
Yeah, it feels like a syrup. It's just boozy. It's nice. They did a good job.
If we're gonna drink bourbon beer, and this has got a lot of rich coconut flavor,
toasting the coconuts.
So if I'm gonna pair this with something, if you want to get that fancy, if you can find it or make it, do a dark chocolate bourbon pecan pie with coconut.
That'd be amazing.
Oh my god,
this has bourbon in it.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's barrel aged.
Barrel aged imperial porter.
Shell, keep your phone on because I might need bail.
Nah, listen. Here's the key. If you get pulled over, you just throw my name out there.
Oh no, I'd probably do something way stupid.
Nah, just say hey. I just finished hanging out with Shell from the jail, and most cops know me. They'll be like, oh yeah, okay. Where was y'all at? We was at the studio shooting his.
No, boot. I might be like in the middle of the street in my underwear, like trying to pick a fight.
I don't know if I can help you. Oh, screw. Hey, little guy, how you doing, guys? How you doing over there, little guy?
I don't window. Do whiskey or bourbon. Yeah.
Oh, if you're gonna do another beer, if you're gonna do another pecan pie or another pie with this,
yeah,
it's one that I think would work well because it's another bourbon inspired one.
Yes,
salted chocolate bourbon walnut pie.
Walnut pie. Mm-hmm. Well, so here's my question: What would we drink with a?
I want to get a picture of that
pumpkin pie.
This is so damn
delicious,
good.
Right? I know,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah, this is really good.
I'm gonna try to get another one. I'm gonna try to get some more if I can.
Yeah,
I had a friend drive down towards that way not too long ago, and I asked her. She's with another friend. They were going to pick up some dogs. I said, "Hey, if you're going to Sioux City, can you stop by this place, grab me some stuff?" And then they was like, "Oh, actually, it wasn't actually Sioux City. It was like another direction, 2 hours, so we couldn't stop in Sioux City to grab."
So, can you get this shipped to you?
You know what? I'll ask.
Yeah, because I would like to bring this to my family for Thanksgiving.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I'll ask. No,
you know,
I'll ask.
Get a you know, like a 12-pack of it, and everybody gets their...
That's not a 12-pack type of thing. That's like a... that bottle is probably $30.
Okay, so if maybe I want more. 12 of them, yeah, I'll just, them. I'll just order 12 of them.
Yeah.
I mean.
They do single bottles, but yeah. I mean, if they can ship it, I'll ask.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with asking, you know. They might ship it.
We always do themes for Thanksgiving lately.
That's
like
awesome.
We don't just have, like, Thanksgiving now because, you know, everybody's kind of getting older, so...
Totally.
You know.
Themes are fun, though.
Yeah,
so we either do, like, a wine and cheese or a, you know, breakfast theme one. But every year we do a different theme, and this would be great.
Yeah, I only had one bottle, so... Because normally sometimes I'll get two and give Alan one. But that other bottle, you could just keep that other bottle. Because I got another one of that.
I'm not mad about this because it's sitting in my beard and I'm still sipping on it.
Isn't it good?
On it through my mustache.
Hey, look. My shit's growing, man.
I like
look
it.
At that. Look at
I
that.
Like it.
Today I went to the barber and I was like, hey, listen, don't cut nothing off. Just line it up a little bit. Make it look neat. But I just want to grow. I'm trying to grow a beard. I don't know if I catch you guys.
Yeah. That sounds that drives me nuts, too, because, I mean, like, the People's Barber, another small business
we should
all support.
Yes.
Like, I wanted to go get a haircut, but all I want is my sides and my back trimmed, because I don't like my sides and my back long.
Yep,
like, the top, I don't really care about.
Right.
But anymore, I'm like, I don't want to pay, you know, $25 just to do the sides.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot, yo. It's a lot.
And you know, it's not like there's an option.
I just got my face touched up, and it was $20.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what, though? Listen, I'm from New York City. Haircuts are expensive. Haircuts are like, you know, $40, $50 for just a simple fucking haircut.
So
you like, got to roll with it.
So my buddy who cuts my hair, Kale at White Horse.
Yeah.
I just asked for – I wanted to switch up.
This
so
is
I,
good,
I went
right,
to,
Paul?
This is really good. I went to a new look. I had him cut and fade the sides nicely. Keep it a little bit longer on top, and he lined my beard up so it lines up, so I could just cut the sideburns down and line it up with my chin and everything. $22 for a cut and everything.
Are you serious?
And a little bit of shave and clean cut.
That's good.
And after everything's said and done, gave him a tip with his tip and everything.
Yeah.
But White Horse Salon hooks you up, man. He does, but he does a lot of. He does my wife's hair.
Right.
He does a lot of other people's hair in town. He knows how to do everything from.
What's it called?
White Horse Salon.
White Horse Salon.
I thought it was. I thought it was just a chick that did that.
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're over by Dark Side Tattoo.
Yep. You go in there. My friend Caliber Therapeutics. Her name's Kim. She'll do. She works on bodybuilders. She knows how to break.
Yeah.
She knows how to break guys with like. She's got strong hands. She can break bodybuilders. Everyone does the easy touch, the heavy touch. She can do everything for muscle therapy, and then so you have a a massage therapy studio in there. You have a hair salon in there.
Oh, nice.
A tattoo studio in there. Nice. You have jiu-jitsu in the basement down there.
What?
Yeah. You can progress the martial arts down in the basement.
In that building. Yeah. There's a lot.
See, that's what drives me nuts.
It's a little building of everything.
All these small businesses, like Hudson Wellness is like literally across the street, and I had no idea what they even do over there.
I know. I don't know.
And, it's all like infrared, sauna, workout kind of stuff.
Right.
But they don't advertise.
No.
And it's like, you guys... We're here to support local businesses. Like, I'm not charging you an arm and a leg, but...
I know, like, we got a...
White Horse, I mean...
Oh, and Kale is boxcar racing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Him and Jeremy Berg.
Ridiculous.
They're the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so you should be advertising that shit, yo. Come on. No, come on, you guys. Hit up GFBS. We're here. We're here for local stuff.
You know what we got to do, Paul? We just got to... Try to find a way to connect with the community more, where we just let them know that we're here for them and we're supporting them and we're trying to push their businesses. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit. It's not even going to cost a lot. You would pay more on a radio station. You would pay more on those ads.
I'm about to go Robert De Niro on these fucking small businesses and just be like, hey, I'm going to have my, you know, little rubber mallet and just be like, give me your hand.
Yeah. Nah, just send me over there. I'd be like, hey, listen, y'all gonna advertise with us, or there's gonna be problems.
Exactly.
You know, you just give them the look like there's gonna be problems.
This is for protection.
This is for protection. That's right. For protection, you know? Hey, the meth heads are coming. Okay.
Do you want your business to have broken windows?
Exactly. Because they could have broken windows. Nah, but I mean, yeah, shout out to all the local businesses, man. Yeah. You know, I mean, if you guys...
I get it. It's hard. I mean, that comes out of your profit, and you're already struggling.
Yeah, they probably... You know what? Hey, maybe we should just try to make it as affordable as we can. I don't know how we could do that.
Most businesses, they're looking at this probably like, okay, I'm going to... Instead of trying to invest in something that is like... You know, unicorn dust, you know, like advertising here, because you don't know if it's going to work.
No, you don't.
But they think that if they put the money towards impressions, they're like, well, then I'm getting money back because I can see the impressions. I'm going to see the analytics, even though it's total bullshit.
Yeah. Analytics is whack. Even analytics for sports, when they do the analytics for basketball and football, I'm like, and then the game doesn't even go the way they thought it was going to go.
I did a Facebook post, and all of a sudden I had people that were like, I liked your post, Sanjay Yamaka from India. Like, oh, that was worth my money.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, I posted something about some, you see my post about the penisaurus or whatever? I did some little thing on the internet, and people were commenting that more than anything. They loved it. They're commenting on something that doesn't even make sense.
No, but my point is that, so I isolated it, you know, because you can do geographic location with like these Facebook posts.
Yeah. Right.
So I did like 100-mile radius.
Right.
And all of a sudden I got somebody named, you know, Sinja whatever from India that is one of my impressions. That's bullshit. That is Facebook just doing bots.
The bots is heavy. That's what I post on my Facebook. Jesus Christ.
Hold on. You have to send me that picture because my aunt will.
You should see the names. Die. You should see the names they come up with on the bottom of it.
My cousin, he did a drawing when he was in elementary school.
Yeah.
And it looked
like that.
Like that. And my aunt was like, I swear to God, it's a dinosaur.
Oh my God. No, it's the penisaurus. That's what it was.
Send me that picture.
I will send it to you. It's hilarious. Anyway, man, I guess, you know, we got to go. But, what's this, episode 13, Alan?
What are we? Are we out of time?
Are we running out? We running out, right?
Yeah, we're out.
Are we out?
Yeah, I mean, 10 minutes.
We got 10. Yeah, Alan, go, Alan.
All right, one more. Do you want to do a blueberry donut, or do you want to do red velvet cake?
It's a tough one. What do you want? What do you want, Paul? The red velvet cake?
Oh, I want red velvet cake.
Yeah.
This is fucking magical. It is really good.
See, me and Alan already had the red velvet, and I have a blueberry at home, so I haven't tried it yet. But we'll do the red velvet. The red velvet, I know for a fact, It's good.
I was the dumbass that paid $24 for this four pack, and nice. I don't regret it.
No.
$24 for a four pack?
Yeah. It's from Wisconsin out of Untitled Art Brewing.
Yeah. It's what, Waukee, Wisconsin?
I better have cocaine in it.
This one backs it up though.
Yeah, I don't know. $24 for a four pack. That seems a bit outrageous.
I don't know if it's good as the coconut, but it's good.
That seems a bit outrageous.
I think the coconut's better, Alan. What you think?
That was good coconut.
Yeah, that shit was good, right? Man, that was amazing. Shout out to Mardo.
Hold on. I'm gonna rinse this out.
Yeah, I wish I had too late now.
Shout out to Mardo Brewing. Mardo Brewing, man. Listen, we got your coconut blast. What's that? Coconut Blast is called? I don't know, what's it called?
Coconut Blast.
Yeah, Coconut Blast. Yeah, Cocoa Blast. Man, barrel-aged Cocoa Blast with toasted coconut. Amazing. It's just amazing. Oh, that's thick, this is great. Also, I want to give a shout out to Mardo Brewing because when I was at Mardo Brewing, Alan, they had other stuff that was just for the staff. Like they had like brewed some barrel aged stuff just for staff. And then some of the staff there was so nice. They was like, oh, you're from out of town. And they gave me some stuff that they would normally not give other people that come inside their establishment. Great people. It's a good place. I mean, just, you know what? The whole vibe in Iowa, you don't think you're going to get some good beer in Iowa, but you do. What you think? Uh-oh, there he is. That's pretty decent, isn't it?
That's
good stuff.
That's good stuff, see?
It's Red Velvet Cake. It's on point.
It's on point, man.
I'm not going to lie, though. I think the last one I might actually like the a little bit better. Yep.
I don't blame you. That one's
yeah, the
really
Cocoa
good.
Blast was good. Yeah. I can't. No, this is
this
good,
is
though.
Really good, though.
This is good. This is good. Is
really good.
Because it tastes like Red Velvet.
Yeah.
Like, it really does.
Can you get this one in town?
No. I found it down south. I found it in Minnesota.
Minnesota, yeah.
Can I get that one shipped to me?
You probably have to go. You know what? You probably have to drive to Moorhead and grab some.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't mind getting that one and this one for Thanksgiving.
And this one, you'd have to go down to Moorhead, Bridgeview Liquors in Minnesota.
Right. Yeah. That means I'd have to go through Fargo.
Yeah.
Gross.
I know.
Fargo from Fargo. Yeah, I'll hit these guys up today, Paul.
Actually, my cousin lives in Fargo, so I'll take a picture of this and tell him to bring it with him.
I love right here where it says brewed in Iowa. You just don't expect that. Like beer to be brewed in Iowa, right? I mean, I guess people don't expect that, but they got some, you know what? Iowa's got something going on here, Alan.
Oh, yeah. So, if we're going to drink Red Velvet Cake for a pastry shout, we're going to pair this with a Magic Lair Pie.
What the hell is a Magic Lair Pie?
So, it's cookies, graham cracker, and chocolate, caramel, coconut.
Magic Lair Pie.
Magic Lair Pie.
Magic Layered?
Layered pie.
I need one of those. Where can we find that at? Who makes that? Yo, who makes that?
You have to make that one. Or if you want to, I don't know. I'm scrolling through something. So Mexican hot chocolate.
Ooh. You ever had Mexican hot chocolate? It's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's phenomenal.
So I got a question for you guys.
Shoot.
Cake, pie, or cheesecake?
Cheesecake for me. 100% cheesecake. Yeah, I will not fight that one.
I'm going to have to go cheesecake, bro.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go cheesecake. What you got?
Ice cream cake.
Now you said cake. You ain't say ice cream cake. That's a whole different ball game, Paul.
It's a cake.
Not the same.
That's why. Oh.
That is not the same.
Okay. Damn, man. He played the trap.
I know.
You played your trap card.
He said cake pie. We said cake pie.
Or cheesecake.
Or cheesecake.
And he played.
And then he goes, ice cream cake. He didn't say ice cream cake. He said cake. He didn't say ice cream cake. Paul's full of shit, man.
I feel betrayed.
All right. I feel betrayed.
All right. Okay, so pie or cheesecake?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake, bro.
Really?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Cheesecake's the shit.
Yeah.
And if you get the right cheesecake.
Cheesecake, though, is so, like, dry.
But all the pies you can turn into cheesecakes. That's the thing.
Yeah, you can.
That's the messed up part.
I've had some great cheesecake, man.
Pie is just so messy.
You know what, Paul? When I go up to Winnipeg, I'm not sure when I'm going to go. But when I go up to Winnipeg, there's this place called Double D's Cheesecake. And they make cheesecake where it's frozen, and they put it in the fridge, and it's frozen, and it comes in a box. It's about like $30 for a pie of it. It'd be great for your Thanksgiving thing. And it comes in different flavors. They got like pistachio and all these different flavors, fruit punch. They got all these different flavors, and it's amazing. It's an amazing place. I know Deb. I know the family who owned it. I used to do advertising for the family who owns Double D's Cheesecake. And then they actually ended up selling it. They sold it to like some Asian folks that now run it. But the deal when they sold it was that they keep the same recipes, they do it the same way, they don't change anything. If they change anything, they're able to get their business back.
Yeah, Pizza Corner should have done that. Yeah.
You know what else is cool about Double D Cheesecake in Canada? They ship all over Canada.
Nice.
They put it on an airplane. They ship it all over Canada. People order it all the time, everywhere.
Although, if you're going to go original in Pizza Corner, Grubbert's out of Devil's Lake now is pretty much as close as you're going to get to the original Pizza Corner pizza.
I've never had Pizza Corner, so I don't know what that is.
I'm kind of OCD, and that's one of the reasons like I prefer cheesecake over pie, because you just slice into it. It's got that nice, clean cut. You get your bite. And pie, it just turns into this sloppy mess on a plate, and it just drives me absolutely nuts. Yeah. I feel like I'm eating...
The only one that doesn't make it a mess is pumpkin pie or pecan pie.
Yeah.
Those are the only ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Other than that, apple pie or everything
else. Yeah, they're just sloppy.
They all make a mess.
I love lemon meringue. The lemon meringue from Perkins. This is amazing. I get that sometime in the summer. I'll get that in the winter, but I've been on a pumpkin pie kick. I think I got two in the last 3 weeks. I bought two of those, $20 almost. But, I get them with some whipped cream and they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the pie is, pie season. I'm picky about apple pie. It has to be made right. It can't just be any apple pie.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of apple pie.
It has to be made right. It has to be really cinnamony, but still kind of got a good taste to it. Not too tart.
That's why I got this winter Red Bull right next to me. It's a cinnamon pear.
Oh, winter Red Bull? Really?
Yeah.
Man, if I drink a Red Bull, I might be fired up. I ain't doing that. No.
All right, guys. We got to wrap this up because I got to go.
Paul got to go get his kids.
Maybe not.
Hola. Yeah, little guy. Hey, little guy.
He wants to play.
He wants to play. Little trucks. Little toys out there. Oh, he's trying to get in.
Now he wants him to play.
He's trying to get in.
Just out of curiosity. Did any guy ever on Earth say, man, that girl would be hot if her eyelashes were just longer?
No. You know what?
Actually, attack of the butterflies.
The scary part, Paul, was that young lady was a very pretty young lady. But the only thing I saw was her eyelashes. They're like freaking like Corvette fucking lights.
I know, right?
It's like, what the hell's going on here? I'm like a goddamn ladybug. Yo.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies.
She blinks fast enough, she's going to fly away.
Yes, ladies. I want to give you a shout out, ladies. But however, please stop with these eyelashes are horrible.
Right.
What are you doing to yourselves? Y'all look horrible. It doesn't look cute. That is not a good look. It's not pretty. You know, if you're getting your eyebrows cut up good and all that stuff, we understand. But don't do the eyebrow things, the eyelashes. The eyelashes look horrible. They're horrid. They don't even look real. You know what I mean? Right, Alan?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we are the Brew Brothers. Myself, super nice guy, and the Beer Kraken.
Howdy, howdy.
This is episode 13.
Beers and Pies.
Beers and pies. Check us out on all streaming platforms. We appreciate all the love and keep giving us love, and we'll give the love back, of course, all the time.
Yeah,
shout out to Paul, the producer, and Dale, and everybody at GFBS. We're out of here.
Peace.
All right.